of the Cool Jazz Countdown. I'm Marcellus Shepard, the bass man.
And this is Kyle LaRue, and we are back again with our survey of the top 10 jazz albums of the week based on local radio airplay, national jazz chart action, and listener feedback.
The Cool Jazz Countdown is an exclusive presentation of Ten Share Media and TVM Productions. Kyle LaRue, how you feel, brother?
Feeling good, my friend, but curious to know, where did the time go? Just like that, it's June, but that hasn't stopped the jazz from jumping. It just keeps a rolling, including a new entry slash musical history lesson in the top 10 this week from saxophone veteran Bobby Watson. Cannot wait to lay ears on that one, and we'll do that this hour. But bass, a young piano phenom checking in on the line, I understand.
Yeah, brother. A cool cat he definitely is. A young lion by the name of Christian Sands, who's been tearing up the airwaves, recently had the number one CD in the country on the Jazz Week charts. He'll be checking in to talk about his latest compact disc, Reach. That conversation coming your way on this week's edition of the Cool Jazz Countdown. Let's go ahead and get this thing going for the week ending June 2nd of 2017.
All right, my friend, getting to it here with Los Angeles native producer extraordinaire and guitarist Paul Brown. See, he's still riding a very blues-infused wave on his latest release for the Woodward Avenue label, and it gets us started this week. Paul grew up surrounded by music thanks to his parents, who met, interestingly enough, while singing in Mel Torme's band, the Meltones. Brown began to produce and mix tunes while in high school, this after discovering drums and then picking up the guitar early in his elementary years. Drums were his early passion. In fact, Brown played with British blues singer Long John Baldry for 5 years, and then in a band he started with his high school friends before parlaying his percussion skills into engineering skills that he put to work for R&B legends like Diana Ross, Luther Vandross, and Aretha Franklin. All of this setting the stage for his evolution into a Grammy-winning urban jazz producer and artist and performer in his own right. And so on his latest release, Paul Brown taps into all of this life experience, especially his blues influence this time around, for an album he calls One Way Back. You'll find it on the Woodward Avenue label and in at number 10 this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. super producer extraordinaire guitarist Paul Brown with his latest release on the Woodward Avenue label. It's called One Way Back, and it's in at number 10 this week, dropping just a few notches, but still in the discussion. Paul Brown, number 10 this week here on our survey. Bass?
My man, thank you, brother. Well, family, one thing I've realized in my time on this place called Earth is that you never are too old nor too young to learn something new. In addition to that statement, one can never pay too much homage to those who have come before you. Now, saxophonist Bobby Watson has given us a refresher, if you will, and to others, a history lesson on the contributions that African Americans have had in a variety of fields. From pop culture to politics, sports to science, and definitely medicine. His latest CD is titled Made in America, to be found on Smoke Session Records, in which he's painting a musical mural of 9 influential African Americans. Wendell O. Pruitt, a pioneering military pilot and Tuskegee Airman, a Thelma Butterfly McQueen, who was an actress who fought through racism in Hollywood, to the incredible Sammy Davis Jr., who was definitely more than a triple threat in his career. Those are just to name a few. Now, this date was recorded live at Smoke Sessions in New York City with his longtime friend and bassist Curtis Lundy, who brings his trio to the bandstand, featuring Stephen Scott on piano and Louis Nash on drums. Celebrating Black history all year long, here's saxophonist Bobby Watson with Made in America, debuting in the number 9 spot this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. incredible tunes, man, and I love the homage that he's paying and the people whom he is highlighting. Saxophonist Bobby Watson, his latest on Smoke Session Records. It is called Made in America, and it debuts at number 9 this week here on our countdown. LaRue.
All right, thanks, Brother Bass. Don't forget, you can always stay connected with us and share your thoughts on the show. Check out Jazz News You Can Use, as well as links to reviews, commentary, videos, photos, and a whole lot more at facebook.com/cooljazzcountdown. We look forward to connecting with you. Now, you know, it's not all that often that you get the full-throated groove of a contemporary jazz album combined with the thick meatiness, if you will, of a full horn arrangement. But saxophonist Richard Elliott's goal was to do just that, bring the funk to give a true retro feel on his latest CD. And he gets it done with longtime friend and cohort trumpeter slash producer Rick Braun along for the ride on this album. Elliott also recruits other familiar names like Ron Reinhart on keyboards, baritone sax man Kirk Whaley. On guitar, we find Mr. Randy Jacobs, Nate Phillips on the bass, Mr. Third Richardson on drums, and Lenny Castro on percussion instruments. The band convened in the studio, put their collective minds together, and pretty much just let the music play. Sax man Richard Elliott here with his latest for the Heads Up labels called Summer Madness, moving up 2 notches to take the number 8 spot this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown.
Are you ready to dance? Home.
There it is, saxophonist Richard Elliott. His latest release for the Heads Up label is called Summer Madness, and it comes in at number 8 this week here on this week's Countdown. Bass?
Thank you, brother. Family, I have a couple that I want to count down here. In at number 7 this week, pianist, composer, producer Antonio Adolfo. He is highlighting the music of Wayne Shorter on a new release on AAM Music titled Hybrido, from Rio to Wayne Shorter. In at number 7 this week. And then in the number 6 position is a brother whom we're about to talk to right now on the line. Well, family, the music sounds oh so good. Let's go ahead and head to the phone line as we are joined today on the line by 5-time Grammy Award nominee celebrating his latest compact disc called Reach. Please welcome pianist Christian Sands to the Cool Jazz Countdown. How are you, brother?
I'm good. How you doing?
Man, every day above ground is a good day for me, so no complaints on this end. So let's go ahead and hop right into this thing, man. I want to get inside of your head a bit, Christian, and figure out the type of music that you love. So here's a question for you. You're being sent to the island of no return to live out the rest of your days. Okay, wait a minute. Let's change that. It's a little too dark. That's a little too dark to start out with. So let's rephrase that. You're about to enter the pearly gates, and the good old St. Peter tells you that you can bring 3 albums with you. What are those 3 albums that you're going to bring into the pearly gates?
Wow. Okay, that's a loaded question. Ooh, that's a tough one. There's so many great albums out there. Okay, I'd
only
have to
3.
Say, probably Miles Davis, Nefertiti.
Okay.
That's one of my favorite albums. I'd probably have to say any Thelonious Monk album.
Okay.
I'd probably say that. And then probably, to end it, probably Off the Wall, Michael Jackson.
Nice. Okay.
My 3.
Okay, all M's. You see that? Miles,
yeah.
Monk, and Michael. Look at that right there.
Miles, Monk, and Michael.
Good stuff. Okay. Now that we've gotten your head a little bit and we know the type of music that you know and that you love, this here happens to be your debut album for Mac Avenue Reach. We've been grooving to this we've been grooving to you over the years with a few top-notch artists out there, to include Bobby Sanabria, your label mate Cecile McLaurin-Salvant, Christian McBride. Mm-hmm. How did playing with them prepare you for this next step in your career?
Well, playing with them, you know, it's always been fun because I always say I grew up musically with them. I grew up listening to Christian. I grew up listening to Kenny Garrett. I grew up, you know. And then when I finally was able to perform with these people, I also played with Cecile. I performed with Warren Wolf. So I felt like joining Mac Avenue was like joining my family already.
Mm.
You know, and so when they, you know, when I finally was able to create my own record and say what I want to say, I was kind of ready because I had this support team. I had all these musicians that were behind me saying, man, you got this. Go ahead and do it. So it was, it wasn't terribly hard, but it wasn't terribly easy either. But it definitely was a supporting and loving environment to create and to do what I do. So it was pretty good.
Family, if you were just joining us on the line today, pianist Christian Sands, this brother has an old soul, as you can hear, because he's only 27 years of age, man. I'm truly impressed, Christian, at the level of showmanship and a breadth of the new material that is being presented by some of the young lions of today with folks like yourself out there. Just last week, I had a really incredible conversation with a cat that happens to be on the road with you right now, drummer Jerome Jennings.
Yeah.
But you all have really raised the bar for the next generation. As a fairly young artist, though you've been playing professionally since the age of 10, crazy enough, what would you say to that person out there who, in this day and age, in 2017, looks at jazz as a dying breed? What would Christian Sands say to them?
Well, I would say if you think that jazz is a dying breed, then you really don't understand music at all. Hmm. Because funny enough, it all is jazz. You know, that's where all the music that we listen to today comes from. You know, that's where Michael came from. That's where Prince came from. That's where, I mean, Usher comes from. That's where a lot of people come from. You know, and you have to go through jazz if you want to understand music. You have to kind of go through the base of it. And even then, like, you know, there's things that we're doing today that are reflecting R&B or reflecting hip hop or reflecting rock and roll or reflecting different genres now to today. You know, jazz to me is a reflection of what goes on in American culture and American times. You know, and well, really today it's a reflection of what goes on in the world, period. Right. You know, because we're so connected. So, I mean, what I would tell people is just, you know, it's not dying. It's just changing its clothes.
Hmm.
You know, it's just putting on a different suit now.
Speaking of clothes, let me just go ahead and put this out there, brother. I have peeped your fashion game. I mean, this brother is always casket sharp, as the old heads like to say. You got a little swagger to you, man.
Yeah, that comes from my father. My father was a big dresser.
Okay.
And his father, too. So, you know, it's kind of inevitable.
I mean, I tell you, it's a lost art. So whenever I see a young man out there, you know, game recognized game, brother.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Now, are you rocking some TaylorMade's or you up in Macy's?
Always. What? Okay. Always,
man,
always
I try to tell cats, man, when you put on a TaylorMade suit, Lord have mercy, boy,
exactly.
That is made for you.
Exactly. Boy. And also, it just makes you feel good because it was made for you.
Yes.
It wasn't something that you just kind of, and you know, I mean, sometimes people can just get something off the rack and just put it on. But this is something that was made specifically for you.
Yeah.
You know, and how you like to move and how you like to, you know, especially for me because I'm a pianist, so I want to move in a certain way.
Right.
You know, and so when you have things made for you, especially when people have the time to kind of put things together and they say, hey, man, I made this jacket for you. I made, you know, this suit for you. What do you think? You know, you try it on because it also creates another sort of fan base as well, because now you have people that necessarily don't really are into the jazz scene or into the music scene, but now they're kind of connected because they're making for you.
Hmm.
You know, so it's all encompassing.
It's a beautiful thing, man. You talked about your father passing that down to you, but you also had somewhat of a musical father or grandfather, in a sense, having the pleasure of being mentored by the late, great Dr. Billy Taylor. Share with us some of the things that he instilled in you that resonate with you to this day.
Man, it was just really just... from not even just a musician, but just being a great person, you know, because he was someone who would just, you know, the way he would talk to you would make you feel like you were the only person that mattered in that room. It could be a room full of 10,000 people, and he'd address everyone, but somehow he'd make you feel that you were the one that mattered.
Mm.
You know, he had such a gift about that. He was just a gracious man, so he taught me just how to be that, and also how to be that in music, because his music reflected who he was, you know, because he was such a nice and humbling and warm human being.
Yeah.
And so he taught me how to just be honest with the music and just, you know, and bring your audience with you. I always say that in interviews because that was something that he stressed was, you know, it doesn't matter how avant-garde you want to be or how left or right you want to go. You can totally do that as long as you take the audience on a journey, because he would even break songs down in the concert. Like, I remember watching him, and he would tell you what was going to happen in the concert. Well, you know, so-and-so's going to solo here, and then it's going to go to this groove here, and this groove actually comes from Africa here. And, like, he'll tell you these things, you know. And a lot of musicians don't do that. I mean, I don't do that necessarily either, but... You know, but I do it to a point because I want the audience to kind of go on this journey. And a lot of the great artists just do that. You know, they bring you on a journey. So you start with the anticipation of, I can't wait to see this concert. And then they bring you on this ride. And at the end of it, you either, you know, you want more, but you're also satisfied with what you've had.
Right.
You know, and he was a master at doing that. So I definitely learned that from him.
Man, that backstory is always important, and it definitely takes you a very long way. You are taking us on one incredible journey on this compact disc called Reach. I want to talk about it in just a bit. You got a few moments to stick around, brother.
Yeah, of course.
More coming your way with Christian Sands here on The Cool Jazz Countdown.